Good morning and welcome to another podcast session of My Country Needs Growth and Development. But this is part three. But I'm not providing solutions yet. Because like I promised in my previous podcast session that I would, you know, talk about the day-to-day activities in Nigeria. So today's gist is all about the Nigerian government in collaboration with the Central Bank of Nigeria, you know, freezing the hashtag #EndSARS protesters. You know, it's sad. You are freezing the account of everybody that is coming out to say, please don't shoot at us. Interesting. So, according to the Nigerian government now, so the only reinforcement plan you have is to seize our, you know, our bank account, you know, so we wouldn't have access to money. Okay, so now they're trying to say that coming out to say, please don't shoot at us is a crime. Good. Okay, so according to them, the armed forces are using rubber bullets, you know, to shoot at us. That is why, you know, it is like, you know, you can't come out to say, don't shoot at us. You can't. You don't have the right. Now, let me remind them. We voted you in. They came to us. They made promises. They said, oh, we are going to do this. We understand your pain. You deserve better. You need a change. This is something you should, you know, we a lot. They persuaded us. They promised us a lot of things. You know, they lured us with material things, you know, for people that, you know, got material things to, you know, before they could vote. And now you're saying because you're in power, and everything is void. Like, nothing is active anymore. Like, nothing is real anymore. So that means they gave us illusion. It was like you would give us illusion and we'll vote for you. Because I don't understand. It's because, let me picture this scenario. Is it like they are like, okay, it's not all of you that voted for us. So, you know, I don't understand. You're trying to say you rigged the election because if not everybody voted you in, you won't be in power. That means almost everybody, majority voted you in. And is this how you want to treat the majority that voted you in? Because I don't understand. Even if they want to come with the idea of it's not all of you that voted for us. But if majority did vote for you, that, I mean, you would be in power. And that is why you are in power, because majority did vote for you. And now you are saying that for us to come out and as a youth and say, please do not shoot at us. It means we are wayward, we are nuisance, pardon my words. You know, like, I don't understand what the Nigerian government are trying to say right now, rather. Because I don't know. Because I don't understand. I don't get it. So, did you understand that when this armed forces use live bullets at us, you know, and when you're being shot at, you know, if you don't get your part of the body being shot at, amputated, you die. So let's move to the, you know, amputated part of the stories. My sympathy goes to, you know, everyone that has lost anybody part during the protest, and, you know, even before the protest. But I want to ask the Nigerian government, like, so when you shoot at a youth and the youth gets that body part amputated, so that is the productive or the human resources they want, huh? Amputated youth all around, is that what they want, huh? For youth that were born with their full body part, the Lord that created us with full body part knew that we would use this full body part to be productive. But according to the Nigerian government, because saying please don't shoot at us is now a wrong thing to do. So that means you're saying when they shoot at us and we get our body amputated, that makes us the productive one. How many amputated citizens do you even give a job to? Now they ask tax forces to chase all of them away from the street. So we would assume that all of them are in the office. But no. How many? Because they know that they are not truly productive. Not because they can't be, but because the full body part to do so is no longer there. They barely employ them. They are barely employed. As a matter of fact, you hardly find them in private companies. Not because the private companies are bad people, but because they know that productivity comes with a full body. Like, you have to be whole to be productive. They know that. And the government that claims that they employ them, how many are employed? and then you ask tax forces to chase them off the street with no source of income. And that is the people, amputated citizens are the one you assume will produce or add to the Nigerian GDP, GNP, and like that. They are the ones to add to it, because I don't understand. How would you, because they don't understand that when we are, when a person is being shot at, is either you die or you get their body part amputated. How many survive? How many are shot at and then are lucky to have their body part intact? How many? Majority get it amputated. If not this, if not that immediately, but it gets to a point where the doctor will say, seriously, the damage is now too much. We need to just get this part off. So how many? How many? And so because it's now a crime, because I don't understand. How did you understand that we contribute to the Nigerian economy? And then, so then, if your body is not amputated, you die. So are they now telling me that they get their best employees from the cemetery now? Cemetery ground is where you get your employees. Because I don't understand how a dead person is going to produce something in the economy. Because I don't understand, what are they thinking that when this their armed force with light bullets shoot at us, they think that we'll just fall to the ground and wake up back? Because I don't understand. They don't understand that they're trying to make us lose our body parts and they're sending us to early grave. Because I don't, what are they thinking? Then you are not saying those that come out to speak out and say, please do not shoot us. Their account is actually frozen. Like, that's your only punishment, because it's only money they think of. And we are the one that produce the money they steal. How dare you freeze the account of a person producing the money that you steal? How dare you do that? Because when we go on strike, when we are on strike, when Nigeria is on strike, you hear a lot of money Nigeria is losing. Who is putting that money in? The Nigerian citizen working in Nigeria. They are the ones bringing income in. That is why when we are on strike, you hear about the amount we have lost. Imagine every time we are on strike, that's what we hear. Nigeria is losing 780 billion. Nigeria is losing 600 million. We are losing money when we are on strike. When nobody is working, the country keeps losing money. That is to tell you that everybody working, that is the amount you're producing. Every time you hear so amount when we are on strike, have it at the back of your mind that is the amount you produce when you're working, when you go to your office. That is the amount you produce. That is the amount you produce for Nigeria. That is why when you are on strike, nobody is working. That is why we keep hearing the amount. Nigeria is losing. But when we are working, we don't lose. Because exactly the amount we hear we lose when we are not working, when everybody's at home, is the money we put in the Nigerian economy. When we all wake up early in the morning and go to work. And when we are working, we don't even hear about the money because we have our government stealing the money. And now you cannot freeze the account of people that are doing fraudulent transactions, because why? They are powerful. What is the power? They have money to give area boys to just carry gun and cutlass. That is why they are powerful. But that is why CBN cannot look into all the youth faces and say they don't know about all the politicians doing a fraudulent transaction. They can't look into our faces and say that. None of them in CBN can do that, because they know. But they are scared to freeze their account. They are scared to freeze the account of those men that do fraudulent transactions. They are scared. Why? They are powerful. Oh my God, they are powerful. We can't do it. Why? What is the power these people have? They just give area boys money. And then they give them money. They buy cutlass, buy gun. That is why they are so scared to freeze the account. Or innocent youth that is coming out to say, please don't shoot at us. We are not the Yahoo boys and girls you are looking for. As a matter of fact, the Yahoo boys and girls you claim you are looking for are your friends. They keep your armed forces. They give them money. And that is why you come to the street and look for innocent youth. They can't freeze the account of those practicing fraudulent acts. They know. They know. CBN see the record every day. They know. Somebody got to say the truth. I'm not scared of anybody. Because the Bible already said, the truth will set you free. Only the truth. Lies will always keep putting you into problems. It's only the truth that will set you free. So if we want to move forward as a nation, we need to start saying the truth we ignore. We need to start saying the truth we pretend we don't see. That is what will save us. This country will not move forward unless somebody starts to say the truth we keep ignoring or pretend like it doesn't exist. They see the fraudulent transactions every day, but they can't hold these people responsible because they have power, according to CBN. That's what they will say. Ah, I can't do this. This person is powerful. What is their power? Bunch of area boys with cutlass and guns. That's their power. So that is why you can't freeze their account. You can't freeze it. But an innocent youth that will come out and say, please don't kill us. Because when our bodies are put there, we can't be productive. When we are lying in the grave, nobody comes to meet us there for employment. Or for job. And then it's a problem. You freeze our account. Can you imagine?
the same account that will pay for the Nigerian debt tomorrow. Because I don't understand. Do you think this Nigerian government understand that you guys have taken so much from Paris Club? Who do you think is going to pay for all the debt that this country is owing? The same account you've frozen. Have you forgotten that it's my generation that will pay for this debt? And now you're coming to freeze our account. But you can go to Paris Club and take money. Go ahead and freeze your account. Leave your children's account active. When Paris Club comes for their money, they come, they go to accounts that are active. Your children that you have taken the money and put in the account will pay. Because I see so many politician children most times, if they come for me, I will come for them. Because it's the truth. Your father and your mother cannot be stealing. They cannot be collecting loan from Paris Club to fund your designer life, because we are the one to pay for it. Somebody got to tell you the truth. If your friends are not telling you the truth because they take money from you, I will say the truth. I'm not scared of any politician child. Neither am I scared of politician children. No, the truth got to be said. Your father is freezing our account right now. That means you will pay for the money they stole it, because you are the one they've even spent the money on. It is you they spend the money on. Where do you think your lavish lifestyle is coming from? The money they borrowed. Because everything they borrowed from Paris Club, no part in the 36 states can wake up to say, yes, this is what we use the money to do. They take the money and use it for personal interest. And now we are the ones to pay for it. And then they still have to go to freeze our account. So you will be the one to pay for it. Get ready. If your father and your fathers and your mothers feel like the only reinforcement they can do is to freeze our account, so that according to them, we wouldn't have any source of income. My dear, talk to your parents. You will be the one to pay. You will be the one to pay when Paris Cup comes for their money. They will come for active account. They won't come for frozen account. They will come for active account and take the money from active account. So the earlier you guys start to tell your parents, it doesn't make any sense to freeze youth account, because they scream, don't shoot at us. Because me, politician children are youths like us. I mean, I don't think like most of the children are youths too. So if we youths cannot tell ourselves the truth, then who would tell us the truth? Because your parents are using the money they borrow from Paris Club to fund the lifestyle you have right now. And don't think that the money is given, it is borrowed. So you are living large on the borrowed money, because Paris Club will come for their money. It's only a matter of time. They will come for their money. And mind you, when there is a loan, there is an interest to be paid. So they are coming for more than we borrowed. Sorry, more than your parents borrowed. Yeah, they will come for more. So because whenever there is a loan taken, there is an interest to be paid. So imagine how much the interest will even look like. Because interest increases per year. You know, for each year you've not, you know, paid the loan, the interest, you keep incurring interest. Interest is always incurred, you know, it doubles. So imagine when they want to take, or when Paris Club want to collect their loan. Just imagine how much the interest will be like. Not to talk of the money they actually borrowed. So every Nigerian politician child that is spending lavishly, just understand that your parents are already freezing out, because I have to talk to them now. Because their parents are youth to youth now. If we cannot talk to them because they see us as a nobody, then you can talk to them, because you are their child. You are their child. You guys are their children. They should be able to listen to you. They can't listen to the youth of other people's parents. But they should be able to listen to the youth that is their child. They should be able to listen to youth that are their children. You need to tell your parents. Because by the time they are coming, those alone is to be paid back. A loan is not to be left. No, they will come for it back. And by the time they come for it back, your active account will be the one to pay. They've frozen ours already. Yours will be the one to pay. And as a matter of fact, it's a blessing in disguise. You will be the one to pay. Because how would you freeze the account of youth because they are saying do not shoot at us? Forgetting that this is the account that will pay. That will pay back the loans you're collecting everywhere. Because Nigeria is not, all these loans are not even, you can't even, they are not visible in the economy. No part of the economy is developed, and you see them collect loan every time. Every time, loan. Paris Club is just, and they've forgotten that interest is just accumulating. I'm sure that the interest we are going to pay is 10 times the money they've borrowed. And who is going to pay? My generation. Who are they not trying to silence? My generation. How will you silence a generation that will clean up your mess? How will you silence that generation? A generation that is going to clean up your mess. Are we going to go to their graves and start to pick their bones and trade their bones? Because by the time Paris Club will come for their loan, it's my generation that will be matured enough to pay. My generation. So how will you silence the generation that will clean up your mess? Money we did not even know how it was spent. We are going to pay for it. And we are asking for simple things. Do not shit at us. Do not, and then it's a problem. The next thing is to freeze that. Please freeze the account. Let your children that you have spent Paris Club loan on, let them be the one to pay. Keep their account active so that they can pay. Because Paris Club will never go for a frozen account. They will go for active account. Somebody needs to say the truth. Because the more we keep, pretending like, oh, no, it's the truth we pretend never exist or never existed. It's the truth that will set us free. Everything we keep pretending, let us talk about it. No, it doesn't matter. That is what matters. Because we've been talking about so many things that have not changed. So that means all those things we keep saying doesn't matter is the thing that matters. If we have been talking about so much in this economy and nothing has changed, and we have some things that we don't put our mouth on, that means those things we don't even talk about, we don't say, we don't acknowledge, that is where the answer is. That is where the solution is. Somebody needs to tell them, you cannot freeze the account of the generation that will pay the debt you have. That means your children that will pay. Because Paris Club loan will not come for account that is frozen, they will come for active account. And your children's accounts are active. And they are the ones that are spending the money. Because all these loans they collect is for personal interest. No part in Nigeria can say they've enjoyed it. No part. All personal interest. You see their children post a lot of designers. I laugh. Your daddy is a politician, so what? Your daddy and your mommy are giving you money they borrowed in the name of all of us. They use the whole Nigerian head to borrow the money. And you see them post lavishly online. You are living in a foreign country. Mind you, when Paris Club wants to come for their money, they will come for you. Whether your account is in another country, they will collect it because it's their money. Your country loaned it. It's your father's signature. It's your mother's signature. They're the one that signed it. None of us know how they spent the money, and they have the God to, freeze accounts. Can you imagine? And according to the government, they've done well. As we are freezing the accounts, I'm sure they will behave. Behave what? Is it when you amputate my body part, that is when I will contribute to the economy, or it is when I'm in the grave that I will contribute to Nigerian GDP? So according to you, as we are frozen our accounts, it's okay. You have corrected us. We will shut our mouth. No, we will not shut our mouth. You can't freeze the account that will pay for the debt you owe. Nobody needs to say the truth. My generation is the one that will clean the mess. My generation needs to speak out. We're going to clean the mess you created. We're going to pay for the loans you collected. So we are not going to keep quiet. And I'm not saying more than I should say. I'm saying the truth. Because when they come for our money, everybody will start to say what I'm saying now. Because everybody will start to feel it. When you're working and then Paris Club is taking your money every day. Everybody will still feel it. My generation will be quiet today, but they should just mark and I would like to save this podcast, this particular session. Then we understand that this girl said it ahead. Because by the time you're working in the future, you are earning this certain amount and you are budgeted it at this and this, and then Paris Club come and take half and say, because we are collecting, you're going to deficit the loans. Please pay for the loan. Then you understand. And by that time, it will be too late to speak out. Because the people that are stealing the money will probably be so old for you to even question. Or many will be in the grave. Is it their bones you want to go and start dealing with? Is it their bones you want to start asking questions from? Many. Because I know that by the time Paris Club will come for the money, it is my generation that will pay. And we are there by that time. Imagine somebody is earning like 200K, for example. And then you are budgeted it out, your children's school, because they would have children. Your children's school fees is already 100K. Feeding and foodstuffs, 50K. Then the 50K for you and your partner. And the Paris Club comes to take that 50K for you and your partner. That's when you understand that somebody said it before, that we are going to pay the loan. Because that time it's because they won't ask you. They won't say, is this money? They will just take it because it's their loan, it's their money. They need it now. And that is what the Nigerian government is using and claiming they're using it for the economy. Whereas it's their personal interest, they're funding their lifestyle, their children's lifestyle. And they're still freezing the account. Please freeze the account. Truly, we can't be paying for the money we never spent. Freeze there. Freeze all of us account. It's the truth. We will cry because our little money is there. We will cry. But when we are in the future and your children are paying for the loan you spent, we'll be laughing because, I mean, my account is frozen. I mean, how do you want to come and collect money from a frozen account? How am I supposed to be funding a frozen account for Paris Club to come and take? Please, freeze it. We will cry, I agree. Because our little money is there. But by the time Paris Club comes, we'll be smiling. Let your children that you are funding their every lifestyle pay. They are the only ones that you left their account active. I don't know why the Nigerian government think that anytime they hurt us is so pain. They don't even know that most of this thing they do is a blessing in disguise for intellectual minds that see the nonsense they've done all this while. And you're freezing the youth account, you're forgetting that you have Paris loan to pay. And it's this generation that will actually pay. And you're freezing our account, leaving your children account active. And to you, yes, we have gotten the youth. We have hurt them. We have silenced their voices. I'm like, eh? My generation is not stupid. My generation will question you. My generation will tell you the truth. And my generation know their rights. And we know the truth. Freeze our account. Your children will pay. They really will pay. So freezing our account is not a thing to scare us. We can't be crying over it. It's not something that you will see a Nigerian youth that has a bright mind. It's not something like that. They will cry because they have little money. But on the long run, they know that they will rejoice because they won't have to pay a loan they never spent at all. Because all these Paris Club loans they collect every day, nobody can see it visible in the economy. What part of Nigeria is fully developed? Which part? Where? In Nigeria, 36 states, which one can wake up and say, I'm totally fully developed? Where now? And every day, loan, bam, bam. Paris Club, very easy. Signature, bam. Collect it. Personal interest, on the child lifestyle. And you see the children, so they never question their fathers and their mothers. Where did you get this money from? Oh no, pa, 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 pa. Chop the money. See them, designer's bags. Post it online. Travel all over the vacation. You're using loan to up your lifestyle. I'm just shaking my head. You're using loan to up your lifestyle. You're forgetting that when there is a loan, there is an interest and you have to pay it back. Both the loan and the interest, you have to pay back. You can't freeze the account of the generation that will pay the loan you've accumulated already. It's pure BS. It's laughable. It's like, I need to laugh at the government. Are you serious right now? You freeze the youth account and you leave your children's account active. We are going to cry now. Your children will laugh, but on the long run, tables will turn. Because by the time Paris Club comes, it's the active account they will go for. And that's your children's account. You left active. You already frozen. You froze us. We don't have any debt to pay. You froze us. We're good. Because we don't even know how you guys spend all these loans. We don't know. All we just know, we hear every day rather, that this loan has been collected. This loan has been disbursed to each state. That's where it stops. We don't hear anything again. And we are not stupid. My generation is not stupid. The only thing we hear about this Paris loan is when they collect it from Paris Club. And boom, when it's disbursed to other states, according to them, that's where the money, that's the highest we hear. That this is what they use the money to develop in each state, we can't find it. We just only hear how the money tree, how it has been shared, that's all we hear. But what it has been used to build, we don't see it anymore. It's not visible, nowhere, no record of it. We only hear about the money tree. From Paris Club to the president, from the president to the governors, that's it. We don't hear any other thing about the money. Whether it is used to build this school, we don't hear. It used to fund that hospital, we don't have the record. Nothing. You just know about how the money is being disbursed. We don't even know where the money has gone. You know, where it ends, we don't know. What it is used to build, we have no idea. No record, nothing. Huh? And you think that because you don't have record of that, Paris Club will not come for their loan. Hey, God. I'm waiting for the day they will. Everybody will know that one person said it. My generation will pay, they will be tired. Because the interest will even be more. 10 times the money they borrowed. Because by the time Paris Club will come for this money, these men and women that signed to this loan, they will be too old to even pay. Too old. Then my generation will be the one paying for the money we did not even know how it was spent. Huh? Can you imagine? Then you have to freeze the account of the generation that will pay for it. According to you. Because we say, please don't shoot at us. Please, don't shoot at us. Please. Stop harassing us, please. Just stop. It's a problem. Seize the freeze account. Yes, freeze it though. We'll cry now. Little money is there. We would not lie. Little money is there. But on the long run, we will dance, we will rejoice, we will come to the street because the children, your children that you spend the money on will be the one to pay because it's only the account that is active and I like it that way. Huh? Can you imagine? To speak out and say, please don't shoot at us is a problem. They don't even see all the fundamental problems they've created. I'm sure their mind did not go to Paris Club because they, according to them, their own is just to collect the loan and just... But they've forgotten that Paris Club have the record of, you have to pay back. Too many fundamental problems for the government to think that they can attack the youth. This generation is going to clean up so many mess you have created. So many. So you have to respect this generation. We never said worship us, but respect us because we know our rights. My generation is not stupid at all. We're not stupid at all. No. We know our rights. You have to put some respect on us. You can't just come and then just treat us anyhow because we are trying. We deserve to ask you questions. My generation deserves to question the government because so many atrocities they've committed, it is we that would fix it. So we have the right to ask. So I don't know why anytime we speak out, we ask, we question them, they begin to feel uncomfortable. Feel uncomfortable because we have the right to. Who do you think you're handling the baton to? We. So why would you just hand over the baton to us that we can't question you? What is in the baton? What kind of baton is this? How did you make it? What is it made of? How strong is it? How durable is it? Any other thing to fix? You can't just now, no. You're going to hand over the baton of this economy to my generation. Then you are answerable to us. Answer us. We have the right to ask you questions. Plenty. Numerous. Abundant questions. Anyhow, you're cleaning up the mess you guys have created. I'm not scared. That's the problem with everybody. I'm still scared to talk. They are too powerful. What is the power they are? A bunch of boys with guns and cutlass. That's all. But are you greater than God? Are you wiser than God? Are they as powerful as God? So I serve a living God. I'm not scared. Oh, they'll be like, hey, according to them, let us eliminate. If you eliminate me, I'll be in the presence of God. That's even deadly for you. Because me being in the presence of God, looking at God, would make God very more angry compared to me even being on earth. So trying to say you will kill me and then send me back to where I come from is more deadly for you than me being alive. Extremely deadly. Because I serve a living God. Honestly. Because that's the only fear they put. We're going to kill you and send you. What is so? Because people are so scared to leave this world. And what is it? I've not seen that, how will I put it? That magnificent thing about life, that it is so difficult for you to speak the truth. A life that is even a burden for you. We are all living in penury from hand to mouth. How many Nigerians can say they are living comfortably? Very few. And you are not even living right, and you are still scared. You are holding a life so hard. I don't want to die. If I speak, they will come and kill me. You don't want to die for a life that is so suffocating already. Why are you so scared to live a life that is so suffocating that you can't speak the truth and fight for your freedom and be free? You barely can feed. You barely can afford the best things of life. To them, it's luxury. Bare minimum is luxury. To a Nigerian government, to an average Nigerian, you want to buy something that is bare minimum, that what other countries take as normal lifestyle. To a Nigerian, they will frustrate you. They will say it's luxury. What kind of mentality is that? Bare minimum. Nigerians will take it as luxury. So what kind of nonsense mentality is this? Why would you be so engrossed with a life that is suffocating already? I'm not scared for anybody to threaten. The last thing you can use to threaten me is with death. You want to kill me? Go ahead, please. Because the life is bare minimum already. Go ahead. Let me go in the presence of God face to face and let God come down with his anger. That is why everybody is so scared to speak the truth. You are so scared to die. You love this life that is suffocating you. You love a life that is so filled with pain. Everything that is bare minimum in other countries is like a luxury to you in your own country. And you are not even ashamed. And then you are everybody. I don't want to say the truth, they will kill me. I don't want to say the truth, they will kill me. I don't want to say the truth, they will kill me. I don't want to say the truth, they will kill me. Kill you. But the life is already killing you. You barely can afford basic amenities. We barely have good things. We barely have good roads. Many barely drink good water. Many barely eat 3 square meals. Many beg on the streets. Many still go to the market every day. Many work very hard and still earn 100 naira at the end of the day, or 1,000 naira at most. And then everybody is scared. That is the life you hold so tight. Oh my God, I'm so scared. I can't say the truth. I can't speak the truth. I can't talk. They will come and kill me. What is so fascinating about a life that is killing you? The last thing anybody can say to scare me is, I will kill you. That's the last you can say to scare me. I will kill you. Go ahead. Because what is so fascinating about a life that the bare minimum, to have the bare minimum is luxury to them. What's so fascinating about that kind of life? To have a basic bare minimum is luxury. It's already seen as basic minimum. They take it as luxury. So what is so profitable about such a life? That when I speak the truth, you will not use death to scare me. Because that is when many are not speaking the truth. I've said it. I will say the truth that nobody wants to talk about. The things that everybody neglect is actually the solution. The problem lies in everything we pretend does not exist. That is where the problem is. Whatever you pretend does not exist, when it exists, is the problem. It's the real problem. Pardon my words. I've already said I talk with passion. Sorry. So I may not pronounce some words well, but I'm trying. But that's where the real problem is. Whatever you pretend does not exist, that actually exists, is the problem. That's the truth. That is how God taught me. Whatever you pretend does not exist and is actually existing, but you pretend like it doesn't, is the problem. That is the problem. That is actually the problem. So we even need to know, that is how God taught me. Whatever you pretend, that's the problem. So look around you. Everything people around you pretend that doesn't exist, that actually exists, just know that that's the problem. That's the problem. And the moment you start to face the problem, that is when you start to solve your life issues. That is when you start to grow. That's where the problem is. Whatever you pretend does not exist, that is actually existing, is the real problem. Everybody is scared to speak up because of death. But they're already shooting at you already. And the life bullet will kill you. So what? They are freezing the account of everybody speaking up. I will speak up. I'm not scared. That is why I had to mention the Nigerian politicians, like the politician children. I had to mention them very well because they are the ones that enjoy this Paris loan. No part of Nigeria is developed, but this loan is being collected every day. And their parents are signatory to these loans. So I have to tell them, talk to your parents. You will be the one to pay when it's time for us to pay off this loan. You will be the one to pay. Because it's only your account you're leaving active. Every other person's account is frozen. And nobody goes after a frozen account. Everybody collect their money from an active account. That's what I don't care if they come from me. You are spending loan money. You are spending the sweat of every Nigerian citizen. Because your parent decided to hoard the money. So I'm not scared of any Nigerian politician child or children. I'm not scared. I know your issue very. I'm not scared. As a Nigerian youth, I know my right and I know how much your father or your mother has stolen that is funding your lifestyle. I know way too well. I'm not scared of you. You can't tell me anything. Because now this podcast might get you pissed, but by the time you start to pay for the loan, you yourself will not forgive your parents. It's the truth. Because when it's time to pay loans, it's not a friendly thing. It's nobody, in fact, there's no friend in it. You all need to go and meet people that pay loans very well. When it's time for you to deficit your loan, nobody plays with you. It's always hot. By the time you start to pay the loans, you yourself will not forgive your parents. And that is the truth. It's easy to say it now and you get angry now because nobody's asking us to pay the loan. But we are still going to. But it's just not now. So when you hear this podcast, you might just get offended. But by the time you pay, you will understand that this girl was not joking. You will feel peace because the person that borrowed you the money, when they want to take their loan, they don't pity you. They don't. There's no sympathy when you're trying to collect loan. There's no sympathy. They won't say, let us leave to the many money. They will take everything that will deficit the loan. They won't say, oh, this person. Don't you see where people banks come for loans? They will take people's property like they don't care. They will tell you, they will give you quick notice, collect your properties. And go and ask people that they've collected loans and how they've paid it. They won't show you mercy. Nobody will show you mercy. There's nothing like, oh, where will this person go to? Where will you? They collect their money. They don't care how your life ends after that. They don't care if you go and be sleeping under the bridge after they just want their loan. So now this podcast might piss many people off. I say, well, but by the time you start to pay the loan, you will understand that this girl was actually right. Because there is no mercy when you are paying loans back. There is no mercy when you want to repay loan. They don't show mercy. There is no mercy. Only ultimate, that I ever say is gone. There is no mercy. There's no mercy anywhere. They only give you deadlines. No mercy. There's no mercy. So if it's time for you to, if it's when it's time for you to pay the loan, you want to start. I don't want to start using big words so that I don't want to pronounce it wrongly. I'm very careful. That's what I'm using, like, because I'm talking out of passion and it will be difficult for me to start pronouncing big words, because either I'm talking with passion, I tend to talk very, very fast. So I don't want to pronounce some words that I will find out later that I pronounced it wrong. So I'm trying to use little words that do that. Okay, come on, words like deadline. Because I'm really talking out of passion. So it only give you deadline. There is no time to, you know, they don't, there's no mercy, just deadline. So imagine them, they won't care if, oh, an average Nigerian have not eaten that. They will just take the money. As long as they just see it, coin it, going into the Nigerian youth account or Nigerian society, they just take it. That's the truth. Because this thing is a loan. It's not a free payment. It's not free money. It's a loan to be repaid back. So freezing the accounts of the Nigerian youth, thinking you're doing us bad, is laughable. I just want to use simple words. Because I don't want to use big words that, you know, when I'm like, just speaking normally, you know, just trying to lay my point, I can use big words. But when I'm talking with passion, I don't want to, you know, pronounce some big words and I find that I pronounced it wrongly. Because I'm being careful, because when I talk out of passion, it's, you know, it's like out of passion, like all seriousness. So I tend to not want to use big words and just tend to simplify my words so that I won't later find out that I didn't pronounce it well, because that's just me. So then let's just leave the, I just hope the Nigerian government understand that it's a blessing in disguise. So let's go to ASUU strike. Hey, so many things happening in Nigeria. ASUU. So ASUU want Nigerian youth to just be at home, just doing nothing. There's so many things wrong with Nigeria. So many things that is fundamental problems, and then the government is still trying to raise shoulder against my own generation. The generation that you are doing wrong. You did my generation wrong. You've done us dirty. And you're still trying to raise shoulder to, you know, to rugged. I'm like, it's so laughable. ASUU strike, I don't know what you guys want. You want increment of salary. And the government doesn't want to give you. But what about the dedication as a teacher? Because, you know, for you to be able to educate the next person, every professional body make an oath. So what happened to the education or the educational professional oath of, you know, taking the Nigerian, average Nigerian life serious? You know, every professional body have this oath they make, you know, medical professional line, they make this oath. You know, so likewise, educational professional bodies, they make oath. So what happened? You can't say because you want increment of salary, you now make the Nigerian youth suffer. Because these politicians you are after, their children are not even in this university we speak about. Many of them, their children have graduated already. Most of them are still studying abroad. And then you hold innocent Nigerian youth responsible for the fact that you want increment of salary. There should be a way that ASUU can still ask for increment of salary and still not use that to affect the Nigerian youth. Because it doesn't make any sense. There should be a way to blend this thing, because you can't keep you. Because if I don't even know what ASUU is fighting for, this increment of salary. But the education system, we don't have many educational facilities. Many universities don't have these adequate facilities. That is why whenever the youth graduate, they used to say, we are not job ready. we are not job qualified because we only have this theoretical aspect of education in the Nigerian university. Hardly do we do practical. As a matter of fact, it's only the medical students that do practical. It's only medical students that focus more on practical. Other aspects of the Nigerian economy do be practical. The only practical aspect we have is just a 1 year IT. But what about the other times we're in class? Where is the practical aspect of life? Because you don't learn by what you are told, you learn by what you do. You don't remember what you are told, but you remember what you never forget what you do. We have the tendency of not remembering what we are told, but we have the tendency of never forgetting what we have done. You can never forget what you did, but you can forget what somebody told you. So are you fighting for a good, you know, adequate facilities in all the universities, or you're just only fighting for an increment of salary? Because that is just wrong. You are just like the government you are complaining about. You're putting the life of the youth on hold for your own interest. But by the time they increase your salaries, this youth will still come to class and still not have the adequate facilities to learn. Many faculties don't even have, you know, practical aspect. They don't. Everything about the Nigerian institution is theory. I went to school too. I've anything I'm going to speak my mind. It's theory, practical, self gone. You will not even know what you are doing because practical, even in some in 99 class, because some machines don't even work. They don't work. They don't. It's just for sightseeing. You can't use them just for sightseeing. It's just to see. You can't even operate them because they don't work. They're not functioning anymore. Oh, like that. It's bizarre. There's supposed to be a practical aspect where the lecturers will tell you, okay, go make this, go sell this, bring the income, bring the profit. Without, it's not even about IT. Just call, you know, in groups. Take this product, go sell it, bring the money. Because it's business. Business is buying and selling. Take this, go buy this product with this price. I don't know if you're going to buy it on a cheaper rate, but go sell it. This is the kind of profit you should come back with. No practical aspect. Everybody's just sitting in class. Theory. We forget. We have the high tendency of forgetting what we are told. But we have the high tendency of never, ever, ever forgetting what we do. Nobody can say they forgot what they did. But they can forget what they have been told. No practical. No, not even one. Not one like this. Economic students cannot even be asked to bring solutions, realistic solutions. That can be practiced even at the local, you know, maybe local level. No, nothing. Every part of the Nigerian institution faculties, everything is just theory. It's only engineering department. Then science, it's just ordinary titration and putting chemicals together, boiling. I've not seen them produce something except it's time for projects. These things are very wrong. Every year is supposed to come with practicals. Because that is what will make us job ready. When you do practical, year one practical, year two practical, not titration. If you miss this chemical, I will say the truth, that's what they do. If you miss this chemical with this chemical, when you boil it, no. What research are they making in the lab? What new research? What? Which one? Very few. So if ASU wants to know that, make this strike worth it, make sure that you are not only fighting for the increment of salaries, but adequate facilities, educational facilities. We need practicals in our institution, not just IT 1 year. It does nobody any good because after IT 1 year, after TP 1 year, everybody is still job not. Everybody is not job qualified. Everybody. That is why we are. You are not going to be job qualified. Because in real life, you deal with practical. Real life is practical. School is theory. How can you use theory to fix practical? When you graduate, you are facing the practical aspect of life. But when you are in school, you are being taught the theoretical part aspect of life. So how will somebody that learned with theory be ready to face practical? That is why you see every Nigerian youth will graduate and go and learn a skill, because skill is practical. You can't be job ready by just sitting. Nothing. Everybody, we have to finish school. I have to pay 4 years. And then now go again and pay another bulky money just to learn a skill because I went to school to hear story. Now I have to really do it and I don't know. I have to go and learn a skill to do it. So I hope ASU understand that if you want to make this strike worth it, make sure you're not only fighting for increment of salary. You are helping us to fight for good educational facilities. Because no youth is job ready in Nigeria at all. It's theory. We just hear you talk. We don't practicalize anything. We have to use our money. After spending that same money for 4 years, we have to graduate and still use our money to learn one skill. An average computer engineering student should be able to know, as in just everybody be job ready. From school, you should be building applications for the school. A lot. I mean, a lot of different computer science, computer engineering, even a lot of geology. You're supposed to be discovering mind-blowing natural resources that are still not being discovered. Not that a foreign body will come, or a foreign organization rather, will come and discover a natural resources for you. You have geologists around. Right from school, you're supposed to be on a research field discovering this is existing, that is existing in Nigeria. We don't have practicals. Just 1 year IT is not enough. 1 year IT is not enough because we can see that everybody has done 1 year IT and we are still not job ready. We need practicals, good facilities, educational facilities. We need them. Every faculty needs practical, one way or the other. They need to keep us job ready. We pay to learn the skill. Education is a skill. Not that we now get educated and still go and learn a skill. That is topology. I cannot pay for 4 years to learn a skill and graduate and still learn another skill. That's topology. The 4 years we are paying to learn is to acquire a skill. Please let every faculty be worth it. AC is good. I see people fight for AC in the classroom. Fine. People fight for, you know, instructional materials. Fine. But you need to fight for a practical aspect of everything you're studying. You need to fight for you to have the facilities. Facilities matter. Because when I was in school, the only thing they fought for was AC. I'm like, yes, it's okay. Please, there are too many in the classroom. Okay. You fought for AC. Fine. But AC is not the problem. Good to have AC in your classroom, but you need to have practical facilities in your class, in all faculties. Every department, every course should have a practical aspect, not just IT. You need to have practical materials, not just for IT. Because everything we are learning in school is a skill. It's not just a thing to just talk and sit down and pass. We are not just trying to read and pass and be job ready. Because we are just reading, passing, graduating, and still not job qualified. Somebody has said it. The truth we try to ignore is that is what anything we try to pretend does not exist, that is existing, is the problem. We cannot deny the fact that we don't do IT and they call it practical. We all do it, but we still graduate and still not be job qualified. They say it every time. You're not job qualified. Go and learn a skill. They still say it to us every day. But these skills are supposed to be taught in school because these skills are in partnership with the courses we studied. A person that studied economics and statistics should be able to use our programming. How many schools are teaching with our programming? How many? Because the latest is to use Python, our programming, all this data programming. How many schools teach their students with this data programming to be ready? That when they graduate and you see, I studied economics in social school with this skill accomplished, use our programming to learn. But you see an economics student graduate and still have to go and start learning our program. Because I already paid for it in university. Why am I not learning it? So everybody needs to be job ready. The Nigerian university should make everybody job ready, job qualified. Every skill that accompanies every course should be taught together with the course. Every skill that accompanies every course should be taught together with the courses in school. Not just fight for AC. AC is good, but it doesn't make you job qualified. I went to school and there was AC. Does that make you job qualified? The company you're going to work for, don't they have AC today? Are they going to put you under fire? So having AC in the classroom is good, but it's not enough. So I hope ASUU is really fighting for all these things. I hope it's not just about increment of salary, because it's just not worth it right now. You have to also fight, because even if they don't increase your salary, by the time the student realizes that they got more than what they paid for, even they will come and start taking care of their lecturers. Nobody is bad. It's because we don't have any money. We are not even qualified for any job. That is why we don't even have anything to pay any lecturer. If all of us are qualified and we have money and we get good jobs because of how well our lecturer taught us and all the skills he embedded in us, that we did not even have a reason to go and pay extra money to learn. Why won't I not after getting a better job, not go back to thank my lecturer and say thank you. You would even wait for the government to increase your salary. The students you have taught will come. Even if you teach 200, pain will still look back and come for you. Not everybody will abandon their lecturers, especially when they realize that they finished school and they were job qualified. They never had to go and start looking for money to learn a skill and they got a better job. So I hope Hasu is really fighting for that. It's not all about increment of salary, AC in classroom, no. Also make sure that every skill that accompanies every course is in school. The facilities are already available. They are made available. All the skills we go and learn outside are supposed to be taught in school. They were supposed to be part of our school fees. We are supposed to graduate and be job ready, job qualified. Not that we are graduating and we are still looking for skills and we are still... It's not fair. I just hope the ASU strike is worth it. How about increment of salary? I don't know. Now, economy is just sad. I already said I will still provide solutions. Maybe once in a while. Because right now, a lot of things are going on that is not right. So, even if I provide solutions now, it might be overlooked for now. But I know people will still, you know, go back to relate to it. And oh, but for now, I just want to talk about everything that's happening. You know, because for now, I can't neglect my country and my fellow youth and then talk about other things like it doesn't exist. Like I said, everything you pretend does not exist but actually is existing is the problem. So I have to tackle the problem. So that is it for today's podcast, though. Like I always say, part of my diction is a worse pronunciation because I really don't plan what I say. I just wake up and talk because it's, you know, from the heart. It's just my love for a better Nigeria, just my love for a better nation. And yeah, so don't worry, there'll be a time I would, you know, calm down, maybe when everything is over, then speak the way I normally will, and then, you know, use my big words, pronounce properly, because then, you know, I'm, you know, at peace, not speaking out of anger or, you know, just from a place of calmness and serenity. Okay, so thank you for listening, and don't worry, they won't come for me because I'm not scared of anybody. I'm just saying the truth because the truth will get you angry at first, but you would always need it for comfort at the end of the day. That's the truth for you. You need it for comfort, you need it for peace, you need it for stability, and yeah, so I don't mind if anybody pick offense with whatever I say, like words of comfort, and because these words are words that people just borrowed. They can't guilt grip me for a word I use when it is a general word. When they created it, they never had anybody in mind. It's people that took these words and started, you know, associate themselves with it. So you can't guilt grip me for everything I say. Use the word comfort, everything. No, it's a word. It's people that borrowed it. So you can't guilt grip me for something that is a work. So, I first, when I first started this podcast session, I was so not in the mood, but along the way, along the line, I feel so good. Thank you for listening, and I love you. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you all. And, well, I'm just doing this because I know that one day and someday they will still reference this podcast, because I'm not speaking for now. I speak for the future. My podcast is not something you will need now. No. It's like an archive. You will go back to it in the future. It's not something people need now. No. That's the kind of podcast I'm doing. It's not something you will need now. But it's something you will have to keep as an archive, that when you are, you know, in the future, you will have to reference it and say, I heard it somewhere. Somebody said something like this. It was said before. Oh my God. Yeah, that's kind of podcast I am doing. So, thank you for listening. So, stay tuned for my next podcast session. And, okay, I hope it will be something more positive. Okay. Bye.